With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. California Democrat Eric Swalwell will resign from Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations.
In response to loud bipartisan calls to step down, Swalwell announced he will resign from Congress. Just days ago, he was seen as a front-runner in California's race for governor. He suspended his campaign over the weekend, and on Monday, after the House Ethics Committee opened an investigation, Swalwell said he will step down. In a statement, he said he will fight the serious false allegation against him, but he also apologized for mistakes he's made in his past. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he will retire from Congress after bipartisan calls to expel him. Gonzalez had already said he would not seek re-election after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked about posting an image of himself as a saint-like healer, seemingly comparing himself to Jesus Christ.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
By midday Monday, the image had been taken down from Truth Social. And speaking at the White House, the president claimed that he never intended to liken himself to Jesus when he posted the picture. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 301 points, the NASDAQ rose 280, the S&P 500 advanced 69, oil hovering around $98 a barrel. This is SRN News. Abortion pills are infiltrating pro-life states, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, some 91,000 women living in states where abortion is banned or restricted ended their pregnancies last year by using abortion drugs they obtained through the mail. Institute spokesman Michael New tells the Christian Post, quote, telehealth abortions are weakening the strong pro-life laws that many states passed after the Dobbs decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is accustomed to criticism from Democrats and other liberals, but now his most influential American critic doesn't live here, but at the Vatican. The first American pope has directly assailed the American president over the war in Iran, declaring it truly unacceptable. Never before has the relationship between Washington and the Vatican revolved around two Americans. This is SRN News. On the heels of the successful Artemis II lunar mission, NASA's already planning its next space venture.
Next year, Artemis III's yet-to-be-named crew will practice docking its capsule with a lunar lander in orbit around Earth. Then it will be on to Artemis IV's astronaut moon landing in 2028. NASA threw a Texas-sized welcome home party in Houston Saturday for the four Artemis II astronauts who flew around the moon last week. The three Americans and one Canadian returned to Earth Friday, closing out humanity's first lunar voyage in more than 50 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The director of the Texas summer camp where 27 campers and counselors were killed by a devastating flood in 2025 said he did not see early federal and state warnings sent the day before the storm hit. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.